Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth season of Criminalia. That's right. This is the first episode of our fourth season, and it's pirate season. We'll be exploring the lives and motivations of some of the most notorious freebooters throughout history. I'm Maria Tremarchi.
And I'm Holly Fry. Okay, so a lot of the well-known stories that we hear about pirates come from the golden age of piracy. That's considered to have been between about 1650 to 1720. During that era, pirates including Captain Kidd and Anne Bonny, names familiar if you're into piracy, marauded the world. And we're going to talk about some pirates from that era for sure. But you will also hear some tales this season of adventurous and nefarious men and women sailing the seas as far back as the 3rd century BCE.
From donning an eye patch to having a chatty parrot on their shoulder, pirates are often portrayed by Hollywood very differently than things actually were. In reality, pirates spoke kind of just like normal people, really. In the 17th century, for instance, pirates in the golden age of piracy spoke pretty much just like regular sailors who were in the legitimate navy. Today, experts would consider that form of English to be early modern English. It didn't include a lot of yar, but when it comes to treasure, most didn't have a story of found gold. Most were just ordinary people forced into piracy to survive.
It would be really, really easy to put together a season of only male pirates, right? We all know the names Blackbeard, Black Bart, and Calico Jack. They pop right to mind when you think about pirates.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy because historically women were not allowed on board ships. Sailor superstitions at the time argued that women on merchant ships were bad luck. Some of this is because their presence would be a distraction, according to the men. But they also believed that a woman on their ship would anger the sea gods. Angering the sea gods meant storms and possible danger. I live to anger a sea god. I mean, goals.
It took until 1900 for women to be allowed at sea, at least legally, but they could sail only through family tradition or through marriage. Women were barred from legal seafaring positions until, and this was really surprising to me, the 20th century. A short side note here for some context. It wasn't until 1990 that women were allowed at sea within the British Royal Navy. And the Royal Navy wasn't the only service this applies to. The HMS Brilliant, deployed to the Middle East during the first Gulf War, carried the first women to officially serve on a warship.
Yeah, there are certainly stories of women passengers on ships before that.
Right.
But in terms of like being on the crew, forget it. If you wanted to be a sailor, whether that meant a life of piracy or a more legitimate enterprise, you would have needed certain vital skills to survive a seafaring life. But because they weren't allowed on vessels, this type of education often proved difficult to come by for many women. Our episode today is about a woman who did have access to that seafaring education and grew up to be the Pirate Queen of Ireland. We are talking about the legend of Grainne Ní Mhaoil. Anglicized, which is how many of us know her, she is Grace O'Malley.
Grace was born in 1533, give or take a year, in County Mayo, which is in Western Ireland. She was the only daughter of Owen O'Malley and his wife Maeve, which is actually often anglicized as Margaret. She also had a half-brother through her father.
Clan O'Malley was a seafaring clan, and they ruled the southern shore of Clew Bay and most of Murrisk for over 300 years. When Grace was born, her father was the clan's chieftain. It's generally assumed that Grace was educated, and perhaps well-educated. Her father, as we just said, was a prominent leader. She spoke English, Spanish, Scottish Gaelic, and French, as well as lots of bits and pieces of languages that she picked up during her voyages.
When Grace was born, Henry VIII was King of England, and at least in name, the Lord of Ireland. The history of England and Ireland is so very deep and divided, and we're barely going to scratch the surface here. But we do have to lay down some loose groundwork for Grace's story. So let's talk about England for just a moment. Henry was the first English monarch to rule as, at first, Lord, and then, following the Crown of Ireland Act 1542, as King of Ireland. Previous to that, he and his successors would have ruled as Lord of Ireland, but that act boosted that title to King or Queen.
When Henry's reign began, Ireland was basically divided into a few regions. There was the Pale, where English rule was not really challenged at all, and there were Leinster and Munster, also known as, we quote, the obedient land of Anglo-Irish, and then Gaelic Connacht and Ulster, and there you could expect nominal English rule, if any recognition of it at all. The English referred to the Gaelic Irish who lived outside of English jurisdiction as, quote, His Majesty's Irish enemies, and Clan O'Malley reigned in this region.
So at first, Henry VIII continued the policies of his father, allowing English princes and lords to rule with their own authority as long as it was in his, the King of England's, name. England did not maintain a formal court in Ireland at the time, but when the death of the English governor of Ireland combined with the existing difficult English and Irish politics and relationship, Henry took it as an opportunity to seize power. He wanted to be the monarch who restored the English authority that had been lost during the last 200 years.
What became known as the Tudor conquest of Ireland would change the course of Grace's life. The conquest began a few years before Grace was born, and it lasted long after her death. The House of Tudor was an English royal house that ruled from 1485 until 1603. There were six monarchs during that period, and Henry VIII was the final of them. The Tudor conquest of Ireland was Henry's campaign to colonize Gaelic Ireland.
During the conquest, Protestant settlers from England began to occupy regions of Ireland. The Irish were now expected to speak English, their government changed, everything changed, their religion changed. Most Irish at the time were Catholic, with some Celtic paganism among Celtic tribes. The English push to turn Irish Catholics into Protestants led to even greater Irish resistance against England. Things grew even worse when Henry gave the lands of Irish Catholic estates to his English supporters. These are lands that were not his to give.
When Henry VIII died in 1547, his daughter, Elizabeth, succeeded to the throne. We've talked about her a bit before. Queen Elizabeth I ruled as Queen of England and Ireland from November of 1558 until her death in 1603. During her reign, she faced an Irish population who were hostile toward her and toward England in general. And she faced Grace O'Malley.
We're going to take a break for a word from our sponsor now. Now that we know the story that shaped Grace's life, let's talk about what that life was actually like.
Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie. And it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Let's tell the story of how Grace grew up to be a legendary cutthroat pirate.
The time that Grace was alive was a high time for piracy. These outlaws raided other ships at sea, and they pillaged the coast. They were on the run from rival pirate ships, as well as ships sailed by government authorities to capture them. Everyone knew the punishment for being a pirate was death by hanging, but they stole, they pillaged, and they smuggled.
Clan O'Malley was well known for their seamanship, and as pirates, the clan was known to be downright ruthless. The O'Malleys attacked ships, they taxed anyone who fished off their coasts. Their motto was, quote, powerful by land and by sea. They also traded with some coastal areas of France and Spain, and the clan built castles at strategic points along the western shore of Ireland and on nearby Clare Island, choosing locations that were well guarded by water and trees. They considered their fortification almost impossible for enemies to attack.
From childhood, Grace would have been familiar with her family's tradition. Her legend begins in her childhood, too, with her begging her father to let her join him on a trade mission to Spain. But after telling her no, that her long hair would be dangerous on the deck of the ship, Grace cut it all off.
I can see why people gravitate to her story, because she is a bit of a spitfire. The way her story is told now, she grew up to be both a cutthroat pirate and a courageous heroine. She grew into, we quote, a dark lady, tall and commanding.
Grace was married twice. Her first, Donal O'Flaherty, and her second to, this is his nickname, Iron, Richard Burke, also known as Richard and Iron or Richard the Iron. Through her marriages and family inheritance, Grace managed to obtain significant wealth, lands, and political influence in Western Ireland.
In 1546, Grace, while still quite young, married that first husband we mentioned, Donal O'Flaherty, who was heir to the O'Flaherty clan. This was a politically motivated marriage. That is a concept that's definitely not new in the stories that we've talked about. The couple had three children.
Right, so Owen, the eldest, was said to be totally unlike his parents, and by that, we mean he was kind-hearted and compassionate.
I like how he's like the Alex P. Keaton of piracy.
His mom's like, get on the vessel. He's like, no, I don't want to. They also had a daughter who was said to take after her mother, and her name was Maeve, or Margaret, and then there was Moreau. Moreau was known to be aggressive, and he enjoyed warfare and fighting. He was misogynistic and was known to not just beat other women, but also his sister. It's suggested, and strongly so, that Moreau was disloyal and betrayed Clan O'Malley by joining forces with the English governor of Connacht.
In 1560, Donal, also known to be a violently tempered man, was killed in a feud with the McMahon clan of Duna Castle. This was the catalyst for Grace to transform into a powerful leader. Women in Ireland were not treated as equal to men during the 16th century, but they could inherit and hold lands in their own right. They could also divorce their husbands if they wanted to. And while women were not allowed to be chieftain, Grace broke with tradition in that regard, and she became the clan leader.
After her husband's death, Grace led Clan O'Flaherty as well as Clan O'Malley. They avenged Donal and reclaimed his castle. Grace was now commander of her late husband's fleet and possibly her father's as well after his death. She carried out several successful attacks against pirates who came a little too close to the clan's piece of Ireland's coast. And 4 years after her husband's death, which would have been 1564, it said she controlled a fleet of ships and an army of as many as 200 men.
Her legend also includes a few stories not just about her marriages, but her lovers. One common story in her folklore is that she saved a young man, Hugh de Lacy, from a shipwreck in 1565, and the two became romantically involved. When he was killed by her enemies, Grace is said to have murdered everyone she thought was responsible for his death, and then she took their castles.
Grace's second husband, Richard the Iron, was an influential man who owned land adjacent to that of the O'Malley lands. The pair were married in 1566, and they had one son, Tibbet ni Long, known as Theobald, who was born about a year later.
Part of the folklore around Grace tells a story that after giving birth aboard her ship, she immediately then defended herself, her newborn, and her crew from an attacking pirate ship. Although she's considered an Irish legend now, she was not included in a lot of Irish history, which at the time was mainly written by monks. She had two things working against her when it came to being included in the historical record. One, she was a woman. And two, she was a pirate. And sometimes, in between then and now, the facts of her life and the legend of who she became get a little mottled since she wasn't recorded in the annals of the time. Did she or didn't she do all of these things? She probably did, but that makes her folklore so good.
The fact Grace and Richard were married in 1566 is important here because that's also when the English administration began their advance on Mayo. So strategically, Richard's castle at Rockfleet was less exposed than anything on the O'Malley's Clare Island. As the story goes, once she had moved all her ships to Rockfleet, Grace divorced Richard. And allegedly, she called out to him, "Richard Burke, I dismiss you." It doesn't actually appear that they were ever divorced, at least in paperwork or documents. There's nothing from the time. Divorce laws were really loose in the 16th century and in 16th century Ireland. And sometimes saying I dismiss you was just good enough.
Save a lot of fees that way.
And in paperwork.
Grace did not always get away with all of these illicit doings. There were at least two occasions where she was arrested. One of note involved the Earl of Desmond, who captured Grace while she was attempting to steal from him. He imprisoned her in Limerick Jail. The Earl was known to have incited Irish rebellion against England, and he was trying to make a deal with the Queen of England to save himself, and he was ready to trade Grace for a lighter sentence.
Right, and so Grace was moved to the dungeons of Dublin Castle, and when she was released from prison, it's believed it was probably on good behavior, but it was more likely that authorities wanted her help in stopping her husband, or former husband, Richard the Iron, from inciting a rebellion against the English. Grace, instead, apparently thought the rebellion sounded better than no rebellion and began plundering English ships, crushing an English fleet that had been sent to ambush her.
Although Grace and Richard did not remain a married couple, the two did remain allies and also business partners, kind of a startling model of an amicable breakup.
Right?
When Richard died in 1583, as his partner, Grace had the right to claim one-third of his property. Before his death, she had also ensured that their son would receive his proper inheritance. So their son, Theobald, went on to become Tibbet ni Long Burke, a member of the Irish House of Commons and first Viscount Mayo.
We're going to take a break for a word from our sponsor, and when we're back, we'll talk about the time the Pirate Queen met the Queen of England.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira hybrid mattress, named best hybrid mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time is money. The founders of Akala Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akala for 50% off. Go to akala.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers. Welcome back to Criminalia. Let's start by talking about Grace and her tumultuous relationship with the English governor, Sir Richard Bingham.
Things at first started out pretty cordially between the two of them. Sir Richard Bingham was appointed the English governor of Connacht in 1584. Bingham's appointment was part of Queen Elizabeth's efforts to tighten England's hold on Ireland. Not long after his arrival, though, Bingham accused Grace of treason. He accused her of inciting rebellions against the English, and he claimed that she was, and we quote, nurse to all rebellions in the province for this 40 years. He arrested her half-brother, as well as her son, Theobald, on charges of treason, and that was punishable by death.
2 years later, her eldest son, Owen, was killed by Bingham's brother. Bingham and his troops took Owen's castle. That same year, Bingham both stole land and confiscated cattle and horses from Grace. Some accounts report he established, or at least attempted to establish, an English garrison at Rockfleet Castle, property that was owned by Grace. After the arrest of her brother and son, the murder of a son, theft, accusations of treason, the governor's campaign against Grace just kept going. Grace, who was as much a politician as a warrior, finally had had enough, and she contacted Queen Elizabeth I of England to discuss dealing with the English governor Bingham.
She put up with a lot. Like, that list is long, and it could have kept going. Man. In 1593, she sailed to London to personally request the Queen's assistance. It was an historic day when Queen Elizabeth I and the aptly called Pirate Queen met at Greenwich Castle. No one really knows why the Queen decided to meet with Grace, who was actually considered a traitor under English rule. Technically, Elizabeth could, at her whim, have ordered Grace to be punished in the Tower of London. There's a lot of speculation, actually, about this. It's considered that Elizabeth entertained a meeting with Grace because she knew the two had some things in common. They were about the same age. And perhaps most importantly, they both saw themselves as a strong woman in a man's world.
There's a great legend about this meeting that says that Grace refused to bow before Elizabeth because she did not recognize her as Queen of Ireland. Maybe she did or maybe she didn't. We don't know for certain. You'll hear stories as part of Grace's legend, too, that these two women spoke in Latin because that was the only common language they were both fluent in. But that's pretty misleading, though. Whether they spoke Latin or not, both women were also known to be fluent in several languages, including English.
The meeting concluded with the release of Grace's brother and son. Things get told differently depending on which side of the source you're on.
So here's what we mean. There are some documents that report that Elizabeth also ordered for Grace to be given some income to compensate her for her deceased husband's lands that had been taken by Bingham. And with that and the release of the two prisoners taken care of, Grace returns to a life of piracy, a career that at that point is seemingly approved of by the Queen.
But the other version of the story paints things a little bit differently. And this is the one that Holly and I are kind of sticking with. Here, the legend goes that Elizabeth granted Grace's requests under the condition that she end her rebellious endeavors against the crown. They agreed, but the only request from Grace that was ever actually carried out was the release of her brother and son from prison. The issue of land belonging to Grace and stolen by Bingham was never resolved. And when Elizabeth didn't remove or replace Bingham, Grace just threw out the deal and again supported Irish insurgency. So if you think about this, this certainly sounds more in line with what we know of Elizabeth I. It's pretty difficult to imagine her just handing over every concession to anyone who asks for one.
Yeah, well, it's fine. We're going to make good on all of those problematic things my guy did. Here's a check. No.
Here's my business card.
So we have actually come to the end of Grace's life. And you might not really expect that a pirate would live to old age, what with all the fighting and potential scurvy. But Grace did. She died of natural causes in 1603, which was the same year as Elizabeth I. And she was buried on Clare Island. And very soon after her death, she began to grow into an Irish folk hero of just legendary status.
Yeah, so 2 decades after her death, the English Lord Deputy of Ireland, Sir Thomas Wentworth, recalled Grace O'Malley's ability as a leader of fighting men, noting the fame she still had among the Irish. There is a bronze statue of O'Malley crafted by her direct descendants in the grounds of Westport House in Mayo.
Grace's 13th great-grandson, Lord Altamont, said, quote, "I had the idea that a memorial tribute to this legendary woman was way overdue, and I decided to do something about it. Now the statue of Grace O'Malley will look down towards the water and ground where she herself would have walked near one of her castles almost 400 years ago."
Grace has often been used in traditional songs and poems. In James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake, in fact, he mentions her. And her story continues to be written and sung. There's a description of her written by Sir Henry Sidney, Lord Deputy of Ireland, who met Grace in 1577. We quote, "A most famous feminine sea captain, famous for her stoutness of courage, commanding 3 galleys and 200 fighting men. This was the most notorious woman in all the coasts of Ireland." That's a pretty good quote about her.
Yeah.
This is going to be my awkward transition into our Holly cocktail time. I wonder what Grace drank.
Yes, enter the groggery, which is, I think, what we're going to call this segment for this season. The groggery.
Mm-hmm.
So I did think about what Grace would drink, but in a very fictional way, because for some reason, what really stuck with me about all of this is not the fact that, you know, she was a pirate or whatnot. It was the fact that she died of natural causes.
I know, but isn't that amazing? Like,
so that is actually the name of this drink. It's called Natural Causes. And really, what this is an Irish sidecar. So if you've ever had a sidecar, that's made normally with cognac and orange liqueur and lemon juice. And so what we're doing here is subbing in an Irish whiskey for that cognac, which other people have done. And you'll see drinks of various names like this that are have slightly tweaked amounts. But I'm going with a pretty classic proportion thing here. So you are going to put 1.5 ounces of Irish whiskey in your cocktail shaker. If you can, don't skimp on this one. Buy the good stuff. It makes a big difference. Also, 3/4 ounce of orange liqueur. Can also go for the good stuff there. And then 3/4 ounce of lemon juice. And you're going to shake all of that with ice. And then you're going to strain it into a glass that already has ice and a sugared rim. Let me extol the virtues of the sugared rim for this drink, because it is usually an optional thing. But if you skip it and you're not really into the heartier spirits, this will feel like you're getting punched in the face. Because the whiskey and orange together is a lot of flavor. And the sugar really helps soften that up a little bit.
That is true.
You can also garnish this with an orange peel. Because my thinking is that not only was Grace Irish, but she didn't die of scurvy. So I wanted a drink that had some citrus in it, which is a silly little winky nod to that.
A wink to piracy.
Right? I mean, if you want to be fancy, you can infuse that sugar with a little bit of orange zest and make something very fancy.
It's really, it seems fancy. It's not. To zest an orange, you literally just like zest it on your grater, mix that zest in with your sugar and you're golden. And it's very, very yummy and adds a whole new dimension. Now, of course, because last season we did mocktails and they were pretty popular, I'm going to try to do a mocktail version of every drink this season. So the mocktail version of Natural Causes is an interesting one because my challenge is always like, what do you sub in for whiskey?
What do you sub in for whiskey?
Well, in this one, I went with cold coffee. So it's the same exact recipe. It's 1.5 ounces of cold coffee, 3/4 ounce of orange syrup, or if you don't have orange syrup, vanilla syrup with like a drop of orange extract. And then your 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, same thing, shake it in your shaker with ice, strain it into a glass with ice and a sugared rim. Holy snakes, this mocktail is delicious. I wasn't sure the cold coffee and the orange syrup, will this work?
Yes.
Shazam. Yes, it does. It was so good. I almost prefer the mocktail version to the cocktail version. So just know that if you don't want scurvy and you like a yummy libation.
Yeah. I mean, like they're both great options for avoiding scurvy.
So that is Natural Causes, which may be Grace drank. Probably she didn't do any mixed drinks is my guess. This was not really a cocktail time in history.
Right. I think it was like, I think the mixed drink was like water and rum.
Right. Like you would water things down sometimes to make them last and to make them more palatable. But yeah.
I don't think you were muddling or, you know, like putting sugar on the rim of your glass. I could be wrong.
Maybe. Can you imagine?
Maybe those who like plundered and pillaged the West Indies had sugar for the rims of their glass, but I don't think Grace did.
Maybe. And I promise the other thing I don't want to fall into the very sort of hack approach of doing rum for everything piratey, since that is the libation most associated with pirates.
And I'm actually really happy you say that because I didn't want to drink rum every single episode.
No, and neither do I. And I like rum just fine, but like, no, we need more variety than that.
Exactly.
So yes, that is the Natural Causes, which is essentially an Irish whiskey version of a sidecar.
And it may make you immortal.
Maybe. It is quite tasty, but it is, as you probably noticed, almost all alcohol in its original version. So please drink responsibly, but don't go captain your ship after you've had a couple. With that, we want to thank you for once again joining us on Criminalia. We hope you are as excited for pirate season as we are. And we will be right back here next week with another pirate. Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Time is money. The founders of Akala Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.